Good morning, everyone. It is great to be in God's house this morning. Obviously, today is very, very different. My name is Father Stephen Thorne. I serve as a pastor of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church here at 24th and Lehigh in what we call the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. Normally at 10 o'clock, this church is full with people ready to praise our God with our choir and all the ministers here. Today is very different. This church, like many houses of worship throughout the world, is empty today in a very difficult time for many of us. But God woke me up this morning, and I'm so glad once again to be in God's service just one more time. I offer this message today for my church family, anybody else who will view it today, to remind us that God has not abandoned us and that God is with us. And something we say here every Sunday, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Perhaps more than ever, we need to know those words and celebrate those words that God is good, especially in these very, very difficult, challenging times for our world family. I invite you to pray with me that the message I offer today may be indeed what God wants to hear, and also to pray for all those who are doing the same thing as I'm doing today. We thank God for our social media and for our communication ministry, those who are able to communicate with you in your homes, wherever you may be, in a very difficult Sunday this day. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, you deserve the praise and the thanks. Every day is a Thanksgiving. You've been so good to us, and we want to thank you once again for your grace and your mercy. But be with us today, Lord, and come into this space and to help us to communicate as best we can how good you are, how kind you are. I ask you, Lord, to just to open my heart and my mind and let me preach a word today that will touch somebody, somewhere, to know how good you are. In your precious name, let the church say, amen. Amen. I want to title this word this morning, Social Distancing Part 2. Social Distancing Part 2. Last Sunday, to a church family that was open and viable, I talked about social distancing. It's a phrase that has obviously become very popular today. Social distancing is something we should do and we must do to protect each other. Perhaps if we practiced social distancing before a long time, we wouldn't be where we are today. Some folks just didn't get it. In leadership and other people, just understand how serious this situation is. Social distancing. And sometimes some of us need to be socially distant all the time because we're inappropriate sometimes getting in people's spaces. We got to be mindful of someone's boundaries, social distancing. Well, we know from last Sunday's gospel, Jesus is never socially distant. He encountered that woman at the well. He encountered her and simply said, "Give me a drink of water." That encounter changed her life. Our God is not distant from us. Nice song, nice tune, but many, many years ago, Bette Midler had a song that God is watching us from a distance. But God is close to us. God is near us. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Jesus is the very image of our God. Show us a Father. That'll be enough for us, was asked. When you see me, you've seen the Father. Jesus is the face of our good and gracious God. And the reason why God sent Jesus in flesh was to remind us how close our God is. God is not distant from us, never has and never will be. And perhaps more than ever do we need to cling to those words, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Today's gospel, read in this church and in every church throughout the world of the Catholic tradition, comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1 to 41. I invite you now to open your Bible and or your tablet, whatever it may be, and go to John chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. That's our homework today. We got plenty of time to read it. So John chapter 9, verses 1 to 41 is the gospel text for the Mass today, this fourth Sunday of Lent in our Catholic tradition. I will read a few verses. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." When he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and smeared the clay on the eyes of the man. And he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. He went and washed and came back able to see. My God is awesome, church. As you read the rest of that text, we'll see how Jesus doesn't just heal him physically, how Jesus also touches his faith. That man becomes a believer because he encounters Jesus. Our God is not distant from us. Our God is close to us, and we serve a healing God. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. And perhaps there's no other time in the history of our world that we need healing than right now. We know there are people who are hurting. And we pray first and foremost for those who are hurting physically, the people who've lost their lives. Countries have had devastating amounts of deaths. America's not even close to what's going on in parts of our world. People are hurting. People are hurting emotionally. How difficult it is for so many people who live a fragile life with depression, mental illness of all kinds. People are hurting. People who are just trying to get by, especially those in the medical profession, working tremendous hours trying to provide for people's needs. I can't imagine what it's like to be a nurse or a doctor right now. People are hurting. And we know many people, especially in this community, are hurting financially. Some folks talk about what they lost in the stock market. Some of us don't even have stocks. Have no idea what a stock is. Just trying to get by, to get food on our table, to provide for our children and our families. People are hurting. Many of you know that I've been blessed to mentor a man who was incarcerated at one time. A great blessing in my life is someone who grew up in this community who's never experienced the criminal justice system. But I spoke to my good friend recently who just got a full-time job. And of course, last hired, first to be laid off. He has no job. And even trying to drive Uber, he's been let go as well. People are hurting. But I know a man who woke me up this morning. I know a man who is good in all seasons and all situations. I know a man named Jesus that we talk about every Sunday in this church, who was blessing us even in the midst of challenges. There's power in the name of Jesus. It is that Jesus who heals, who gets involved in something that might sound a little strange to all of us, making clay out of spit, but Jesus can take anything he wants and make it good and holy and a medicine of redemption. That's the God we serve. If there's any time people of faith must rise up and trust and believe in a God who has not abandoned us, it is now. It is now is our time. And the people of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church are a strong people. We always have been. We've been through a lot. And God has always blessed us. The very nature of this church is resilience and strength. We cannot turn back. We know this too shall pass. We will do what we have to do to make sure people are safe, keeping our distance, being wise, trusting in science, but also we know God's got this. God has, and God always will be with us. That is a message of hope today for you. No matter when you hear this, no matter where you may be, no matter where you are on the journey, let me tell you, because I know in my own life is a testimony, God has not abandoned me. God is with me. And God walks with me and walks with this community, and God always will. You all know I'm a teacher, and I like homework. And all of us can do some homework. We got some time on our hands. I invite you and I challenge you to do two things this week. The first is to read your Bible. We have a lot of things to work, to take care of in our work and all the things we're doing. But take your Bible out. And especially for parents and folks at home, read with your children. We know our children, this time is challenging, but also could be a time of grace to help our children to learn. Read this text, John chapter 9, verses 1 to 41, and pray it. And see how Jesus takes a person who cannot see and allows him to say, I do believe in the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And the second part of our assignment this week is to do good for someone. You don't need my permission to do justice. You need anyone's permission. You've got faith. Reach out to someone. Call someone. Text someone. Reach out in some form or fashion to let them know it's going to be all right. Find out if someone needs food. Find out if someone needs encouragement. Find out if somebody needs whatever it may be. That's what we do as Christians. If we don't do this, who will? This is who we are. But if all of us can make those contacts with each other, to allow the faith that you have as baptized lay folk to take on the work of church, that's what church is. We can build a beloved community. And I believe soon and very soon, this church, empty right now, will be filled with God's praises. I'm not sure when, but someday and someday soon, we'll be back to do what we do best. We are St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. God has not and will not abandon us. May God bless you, and may God bless our human family. Amen.